Good evening and welcome everyone to tonight's Tefillah Shir. Shir number 96. Hey Kislev Toshin, Samach Tes, December 1st, 2008. Tonight's Shir we are discussing the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ofi Agit Yilasecha. Tonight's Shir is entitled Open My Lips. Before we begin tonight's Shir, I dive into Hashem, that Hashem opens my lips and enables me to say His words of Torah, because the 95 previous Shurim which we've given and the unofficial Shurim which we've given until now is all for this Shir tonight and the previous and the Shurim to come as well. And the reason for that is, as we discussed in the past, is that the purpose of Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei. So I can say, Shehechiyonu v'kimonu v'higyonu l'zman hazeh. Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehilasecha. We dive into Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach, open my lips. Ufi, in my mouth, in order that my mouth can Yagid Tehilasecha, can say your praise. Who said this pasuk? What is the history behind this pasuk? And what is the power that lies in this pasuk? The Gemara tells us, in regards to David HaMelech, Kol ha'omer David chata einu ela toyeh. Whoever says David HaMelech sinned is making a mistake. In regards to the incident with Bathsheba, whoever says David HaMelech sinned is wrong, says the Gemara. On the other hand, David HaMelech himself said, Chatasi, I sinned. Now, David is not coming to disagree with the Gemara. Tonight, Shia, we are not here to discuss the incident with David and Bathsheba. First step is for us to realize David HaMelech, says the Gemara, did not sin. However, in David HaMelech's eyes, it was Chatasi. He says, I did sin. And therefore, he said these words, Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach, open my lips, Ufi Yagid Hilasecha, in order that my mouth can say your praise. Because as we said last week, karbonos, sacrifices, offerings, are even a greater, tefillah is even a greater level than the karbonos. And David HaMelech was not able to bring a karbon for the incident with Bathsheba. But what did he do? He davened to Hashem. He said, Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach, please, open my lips. Ufi Yagid Hilasecha. So I can say your praise. And David HaMelech said, Chatasi Negi Samid, my sin is in front of me at all times. I realize that, I acknowledge that. And he's asking Hashem to forgive me. As Rashi tells us, these words, Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach, these words are a plea when David HaMelech is asking Hashem for forgiveness. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, in his magnum opus Shari Tshuva, tells us that this chapter, this kapitel, Nun Aleph, is called the Perek HaTeshuva, the chapter of repentance. There are 150 chapters in Tehillim. This chapter, Nun Aleph, is known as Perek HaTeshuva, the chapter of repentance. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, it is the Yesoid Musar Ikrei HaTeshuva. It is the basic foundation of all the principles of repentance. Says the Medrash, Shoicher Toiv, the Medrash on Tehillim, whoever wishes to repent should scrutinize the deeds of David HaMelech. Follow his way, follow his path. And that person will do a true repentance. So we discussed a little of the background of this important tefillah, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah said we had to put these words as the introduction, as the opening words to Shemoneh Esrei. What do we do first though? We take 3 steps back and we take 3 steps forward. Say the Mefarshim, different explanations for this. One of them is as follows. That a person is leaving this world and he's going to a different world. He's leaving the mundane world that he's in today and he's standing in the spiritual world. Because as we said, when a person is davening Shemoneh Esrei, he has to envision himself in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Holy of Holies. That he is there and he is standing literally in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with these words of Hashem Svasai Tiftach, Ufi Agiti Lasecha, in Mirz Hashem tonight, we will give some more meaning to these words, so that when we daven Shemoneh Esrei, we can literally feel like we are in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and daven in front of Hashem. And we start with the Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim, Perek Yutes, tells us how a person should stand and what kind of feeling and emotions he should have when he is approaching Shemoneh Esrei. It's known that the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, he said that if he had the opportunity to see the author of the Mesillas Yesharim, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, he would put on his Shabbos clothing and to go walk to him, to go greet him. This is the Vilna Gaon, the Gra. So what does Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, Mesillas Yesharim, tell us? In Perek Yutes, I will first read a little from the Sefer and then tie it into Hashem Svasai Tiftach Ufi Agiti Lasecha. Hine, behold, Iker Hayiro, he Yiras Haremus. The main aspect of Yira, of fear of Hashem, is not the fear of Hashem of a punishment. That's a low level of fear of Hashem. But it's Yiras Haremus, the fear of the awe, the greatness of Hashem. Yiras Haremus. Shetzorech Ha'odom Lachshoiv Bo'odom Mispalel Oysim Mitzvah. That a man has to have this mindset of the greatness of Hashem when he is davening and when he is doing a mitzvah. A mitzvah is commanded by Hashem. If he is coming to fulfill a mitzvah, so he has to internalize. Who commanded me to do this mitzvah? Ki lefnei melech malchei hamlochim hu mispalel. We say these words over and over, and we hear these words all the time. And we will say tonight a very powerful story. And Mr. Hashem will drive the point home. Ki lefnei melech malchei hamlochim hu mispalel. Because he is davening in front of the melech malchei hamlochim, the king of all kings. Or he's doing an act of a mitzvah in front of Hashem. So the Mesillas Yesharim is telling us he has to have this elevated mindset that he is standing in front of Hashem. For whom Hashem is here at Tana, this is what the Tana, the great Tana, tells us, the Gemara Brachas Tachaches on the base. Ukeshatam is palel, and when you daven, da, lifnei mi atam is palel, you should know in front of who you are davening. And says the Mesillas Yesharim, there can be 3 things that we have to focus on, and these 3 we tie into the words of Hashem Svasai Tiftach. V'hine gimol dvorim tzorech sheistak al adam, v'yizboinim heitev, kidei sheyagia al zois hayira. There are 3 different main points a person has to focus on, and if he does, if he focuses on these 3 points, he will come to this yiras haroimus, he will come to a level, to some degree, of this realization that he is standing in front of Hashem. Ha'echad, the first one, Shehu oimed mamish lefnei haboyre yizbarach shemoy, v'noisein imoy, that he is standing literally in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he is having a conversation with him. Step number 1. Just like I am standing in front of you, and you are seated in front of me. Man has to internalize this concept. He is standing in front of Hashem. Even though man cannot see him. And you'll see, Kizehu Hayose Kosha Sheet Star Belef Adam Sir Amiti. And it's very difficult, says the Ramchal. And if the Ramchal says it's difficult, it's very difficult. It's very difficult for man to focus and understand that there can be this being, this power in front of him, without him seeing it. And he should focus and concentrate. However, Yan Ein Hachush Oizel is a klal. Even though the senses don't help at all, his eyesight doesn't help, his touch doesn't help, his smell doesn't help, nothing helps in regards to those senses to internalize the fact that he is standing in front of Hashem. Omnam, however, Mishu Bal Seichel Nochoin B'mad is Bainus Vesima Slave Yuchel Gvaya Baliba Amitas Hadavar Eich Hu Ba V'Noisei V'Noisei Mamesh Ima Yisbarach Ulofanov. However, says the Ramchal, with concentration and work, he can internalize the reality, the truth, that he is standing right in front of Hashem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to his words. Just like when a man speaks to his friend and a friend listens to this other friend, so too Hashem is listening to us. Let's focus on that Hashem is listening to us. And after a person sets this into his mind, that Hashem is standing in front of him, Sarach she is boinein, aremuso yisbarach, asher humeroimem, venisgov al kol brocho tehilo. Step number one, that Hashem is right in front of him. Step number two, the elevated greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehu meroimem, venisgov al kol brocho tehilo. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above all. He is the greatest of all everything, because He created all. I'll call Minish Lemos Shetuchol Machshavteinu Lidmois Lahavin. Hashem is complete in any way that our mind can contemplate and understand. And the third point we have to understand, says the Ramchal, Shetzorech she is boiling al shiflus ha'adam chisusoy. Man has to realize how low he is. His shiflus. How he's just mortal flesh and blood. He is here today, but who knows what will be tomorrow. Because of his physical stature that is here today, and who knows what will be tomorrow. We're now going to take these words of the Mrs. Sharim and apply them appropriately to the words Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, Hashem. My God, Sfasai Tiftach, open my lips. Ufi, and my mouth, Yagi Tilasech, I should say your praise. And we're saying from the Kuntrus Avoyes Atfilo, and he says as follows. When we said, Shehu Oimeid Mamish Lifnei HaBoyris Barach, that man is standing literally in front of Hashem. That is Merumos, that is hinted to in the word Hashem. Aleph, and then Dalet, and then the Nud, and then the Yud. Hashem is merumas that he's standing right in front of Hashem. Beis, number two. When we are told by the Mesis Sharim, she is boinin al ramamuso yisbarach, that we have to contemplate on the greatness of Hashem, the high elevated level that Hashem is, that we see in the words, Sfasai tiftach. Sfasai, my lips open. Shibakosho Sheba Miroi Pachad, because why does a person ask someone to open my lips? Why? Because he can't do it himself. Because it comes from tremendous fear and embarrassment of the greatness of the other being in front of him. So we have Hashem We have to internalize that Hashem is right in front of us. Sfasai tiftach, the greatness of Hashem. And then the third part, ufi, in my mouth, we are pleading to Hashem, yagiti lasecha, please open it up so we should say your praise. That is when we discuss the shiflus adam. Is merumas is mentioned the lowliness of man. It's three components that we have to focus on before we enter into Shemona Esrei. Once again, Hashem tells us, the first word tells us that we're standing mamish in front of Hashem. Sfasai tiftach, please Hashem, sfasai tiftach, my lips, tiftach, open them up. Why do I have to ask Hashem to open them up? Because I am standing in front of Hashem. And I am so embarrassed, I am so petrified. I am terrified. I am scared. And then we have to realize the lowliness of man. He is nothing. Ufi, and that's why we say Yagiti Lasecha, my mouth should say a praise. These three parts, we have to focus on these three different sections, tells us the Ramchal. We continue with the Reishis Chachma. The Sefer Reishis Chachma, who tells us as follows. The importance of these words, Hashem Svasai Tiftach, Ufi Agid Tehila Secha. But before we do, let's say a little of who the Reishis Chachma was. The Reishis Chachma wrote, he lived in the time period of the Arizal HaKadosh, Rabbi Yosef Karo, the great Kabbalist at Tzfas. And after he passed away, the heavens were upset at him. What was their complaint? He wrote Svarim, which were very, very strict, very powerful. And the complaint was that the people might not be able to relate to it. This is who the Reishis Chachma was. But the story is not over yet. Because when the Shemayim, when the heavens are upset at you for anything that might have been done, you need someone to come and stand on your behalf. So who came to speak on his behalf? Who saves someone? Who saves their child? His mother. And his mother came along and said, was there one thing my son did not fulfill? And they let him go. This was the Reishis Chachma. What does the Reishis Chachma tell us? In regards to Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, Ufi Agi Tehila Secha. The opening verse of the Shemona Esrei. And he tells us as follows. This pasuk is placed in front of the Shemona Esrei. B'bnei she'istakel ha'adam kavanosoi b'pasuk zeh, because when man concentrates and focuses on this pasuk, yamshich olav yiro, he will have fear, will envelop him. V'yovoi lechavein b'tfilosoi, and he will come to concentrate on his tefillah. If man concentrates properly on this pasuk, Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach, Hashem, open my lips, Ufi, and my mouth, Yagit Yilasecho, shall say your praise, tells us the Reishis Chachma, and he knew what he was talking about, that man will be able to daven properly with proper kavana in Shemona Esrei. That's what he tells us this pasuk has the power of. The pasuk of this Hashem Sfasai Tiftach will enable us to daven properly, a proper Shemona Esrei, if we say it properly, if we utilize it properly. He continues and tells us that this form of Hashem's name, of Adoin, of Master, like we said a few years ago, when we discussed the Shir of Adoin Olam, master of the universe, that we have to internalize that although we are a Jewish nation, right now each and every individual is standing single by himself in a single position, and it's Adon Shali, is my master. He is talking to Hashem, and Hashem is listening to him. Adon Shali, my master. And he has to realize how much Hashem loves him. That Hashem wants to listen to him, the mortal human being that is here today, and we hope for the future. Continues the Rishis Chochma, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. He says, She'en li psichas ha-sasayim, da'hainu ha-dibor. I have no ability to hold my lips. Ela adei koicho yisbarach. If not for the strength of Hashem. And let's focus on this point here because we can elaborate on this. Says the Rishis Chochma, I have no power to hold my lips. If not for the strength of Hashem. Who gives me the neshama. And the neshama enables me to speak. And what is the purpose of speech? Lahagid tigilosecha, to say your praise. The Rishis Chacham brings the Zohar Kodesh that tells us that the reason why we use the word Ufi Yagid, Yagid, Hagada, should speak your praise and not Yidaber. Not to say, because Haggadah, Ufi Yagid Tilasecha, means to concentrate. What's over here in the mind is, and the lips and the mouth, they're working together. As opposed to a regular deep or regular speech. Sometimes a person just says things, doesn't realize what he's saying. Those are the words of the Rishis Chacham. We now turn to Rabsoda Kakoyim, in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik, Ois number 209, Reish Tes. The great Hasidic master gives us more insight into what we just discussed. How Hashem, if not for Hashem giving us this ability to speak, we would not be able to speak. And he tells us as follows. Why do we daven to Hashem to open our lips, open our mouth? And he explains, because Hashem created us, He blew His Spirit inside of us, He blew inside of Adam HaRishon. The Spirit of Hashem is inside of every single one of us. And that manifests itself as the neshama, the soul. And this part of Hashem constantly yearns and desires to go back to Hashem, to be completely with God. And then Hashem says, you know what? I will give you times, set times, when the neshama has the opportunity to come back and be with me. And one of those times? Those times are Shachris, Mincha, Mariv. Those times are the times of Tefillah. So when we realize what's taking place, it's not man talking to God, it's God within man talking to God outside of man. Explains Rabsoda Kakoyim. It's God within man talking to God outside of man. And that's why we start the Shemoneh Esrei with the words Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach, God, open my lips, Ufi Yagid Yosecha, and my mouth can say your praise. Because we're asking Hashem to remove these physical impediments, this physical part, this guf, this body that we are in, and let our neshama, our soul, take control. So the Divine Spirit, which is inside of us, can relate to the ultimate Hashem, that one being. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, on the Lamed Beis, on the Dalam Beis, as we mentioned last week, a story with Reb Chanina ben Doisa. The Gemara tells us that Reb Chanina ben Doisa, he knew exactly if his tefillahs were answered or not. How was that? How was that so? Because Reb Chanina ben Doisa, when he davened and his words came out smoothly, he knew his tefillahs were answered. But he stumbled on his words. If they didn't come out clearly, if he wasn't able to articulate himself to Hashem, he knew his tefillahs weren't answered. Because if he just moves his lips, but his mind, the Haggadah, Ufi Yagi Tfilasecha, is not with him, that's a sign he's having difficulty in his tefillah. He's not concentrating properly. Rav Avraham Chaim Feuer, in the Sefer on Shemoneh Esrei, continues to elaborate upon one of the greatest gifts Hashem gave us. It's a gift that many of us might not realize this is a gift. Because sometimes we think a gift is something extra. But he tells us speech is that gift. Intelligent speech is that tremendous gift, one of the greatest gifts that Hashem gave us. As the Targum Onkelos tells us on the Pasuk in Bereishis, that Hashem blew into Adam, spirit of life, and he became a Ruach Memalolo, a creature of speech. There was another animal, a very famous animal that spoke. We all know about it. And it baffled us the first time we might have heard about it. The donkey, Bilam's donkey, spoke as well. Tells us the Sforno, one of the Rishonim, on the Pasuk, discussing Bilam's donkey, that on this donkey it says, Hashem Sfotzai Tiftach, Ufi Yagi Tehila Secha. By this donkey, attributes the Sforno, this Pasuk that we open up the Shemoneh Esrei with, and he places this Pasuk as a commentary to what is taking place by this donkey, that Hashem is opening his lips so that he can say Hashem's praise. What is this connection? This is how we open up the Shemoneh Esrei. And the Sforno is taking these words and putting it to a donkey. Said the great Rosh Yeshiva from Ner Yisrael, of Yitzchak Ruderman, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, because the miracle that took place by the donkey is no less of a miracle than takes place by us every day. And the miracle that takes place by us every day of speech is no less of a miracle than that took place by the donkey. The ability for us to speak is a tremendous nace. And that's why when we enter into Shemoneh Esrei, we have to first ask Hashem to open our mouth. As we said from the Seals of Sharm, because Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yagi Tehilasecha, Hashem, we are standing literally in front of Hashem. Sfasai Tiftach, my mouth, please open it up. Because of the tremendous fear and trepidation from the realization that I am standing in front of you. Ufi Yagi Tehilasecha, that my mouth should say your praise. Because I am nothing. And like the Afar Va'efer said, Avraham Avinu, I'm ash, I'm dirt, I'm dust. And that's how we have to end the Shemoneh Esrei. There's a story with a descendant of the Davidic dynasty, a descendant of David HaMelech. As we are saying tonight, David HaMelech said these words, and there is a person by the name of Rabbi Bustanoi, a descendant of David HaMelech. And it's recorded in the Sefer Seder HaDoros that this person by the name of Bustanoi was a special gifted person who learned Torah and Mishnah and Gemara, Halacha and wisdom. A young man. And the king from a certain nation heard about this person. And he sent a messenger to bring this person, to ask him to come. And he came. And he stood in front of the king. And he didn't move. He didn't flinch. He didn't blink. From morning to evening, he stood in that position. And then a big-sized fly, landed on his forehead. And it gripped itself into his forehead. And it bit his forehead. And the blood is dripping down his forehead, and he doesn't move, he doesn't shoo the fly away. And the king is standing and sitting there watching this person in amazement. And he says, "What is this? How is it that you don't move this fly away? How do you stand in this position the whole day?" Says Rabbi Bustanoi to the Melech, to the king, "I am a descendant of David HaMelech. And this is the Yerusha, this is the inheritance of the correct way we should act and stand in front of a king. This is the respect a king deserves." The king was so amazed, the respect that this person had for the king. He showered him with respect and honor, and he brought him throughout the town. And the Sefer Seder HaDoros goes on and on of the rewards that the king gave to Rabbi Bustanoi and the Jewish people in his honor. A coin with a fly was coined in his honor because of the respect he showed to a king. Tells us the Svarim, if this is how one stands in front of a king of flesh and blood who is here today and gone tomorrow, how much more so when he should daven Shemoneh Esrei? How much more so? What kind of fear should he have when he stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Shemoneh Esrei? And with that, we come to the Yaros Devash. And the Yaros Devash tells us, Rabbi Yonis and Ivershitz, that a person has to concentrate, once again, that he's standing right in front of Hashem. And he has to realize that of all of the evarim, of all the organs of the body and the limbs, it is the mouth that has two protections. It is the lips and the teeth that protect the tongue. Because this tongue sometimes might speak something incorrectly. Tells us the Yaros Devash, how can we stand in front of Hashem and plead on our behalf that He should answer our prayers when our tongue might have spoken incorrectly? And tells us the Yaros Devash that if we take the word of Hashem, the Aleph, and then the Dalid, the Nun, and then the Yud, and we spell it out, Aleph, for example, is Aleph Lamed Fei. Dalet is Dalet Lamed Sof. Nun is Nun Vav Nun. And Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. We spell out that whole name of Hashem. And we added the numerical value. It comes out to a word in Aramaic which is Tara. Tara is a gate. So we are davening to Hashem. Hashem, which is the numerical value of Tara, of gate. Please, this is our gate over here, our mouth. This is our gate. Open up our gate so we can say your praise. Because a person has to be very careful if he uses his mouth incorrectly. The Chafetz Chaim tells us that when he comes to daven Shemoneh Esrei, and when he comes to do mitzvahs, if he already spoke Lashon Hara and didn't do tshuva, then what happens is he just strengthens the evil inclination. A quick example of what this means. A person takes a hose and turns on the faucet, and there's clean water coming through the hose, brand new hose, clean pipes. But at the tip of the nozzle of the hose, it fell into the mud. So all that clean water that comes out is now sullied. It's all dirty now. So we stand in front of Hashem, tells us the Aras Devash, with this realization that we're asking Hashem for forgiveness and to open our mouth, that we should use our mouth properly. Sfasai tiftach, my mouth you should open. Ufiwa, for what purpose? Yageti lasecha, so I can say your praise. Now we come to this very powerful story, which I saw in the Sefer Leiv Eliyahu, from the Rebbe of Rav Matisseo Salman Shlita, Mashkiach of Lakewood, his Rebbe Rav Eliyahu Lapian, Zechut Tzadik Levracha. And he says he once read of a story in Russia, in the days of the Tsar Nicholas, when the king, the Tsar, was traveling down the road, and he was so impressed and amazed by the workmanship of this road, how it was built so well, he wanted to thank and give honor to this contractor, to the builder. So he called him in to the palace to give him his due respect, his honor. Continues Rav Eliyahu Lapian that this person was so petrified, was so scared, that he was standing in front of the Tsar, that he was standing in front of the king, he couldn't utter a sound. His tongue shriveled up and he became a mute. But not only that day, for the rest of his life, this man was never able to speak again. For the rest of his life, he wasn't able to say one more sound. Because of the fear and the trepidation that he stood in front of this king, it hit him so much, he wasn't able to speak. And that's why we say, Hashem sfasai tiftach, Hashem please open my lips. Ufi yagiti lasecha. Because we are standing in front of the Melech, Malchi Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of all kings. So we were asking Hashem, because we should hopefully have some fear that we are literally standing in front of Hashem, that we are nothing. And if we have that type of fear, we should also ask Hashem to open our lips, open our mouths, so we can say your praise. To conclude, with one more point on these words of Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yagiti Lasecha. Introductory words to Shmona Esrei. And that is the words of Yonasan ben Uziel, who, as the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Ches tells us, was the greatest of the students of Hillel HaZaken. Now when he learned Torah, any bird called Oif HaPorech Me'olav Yan Nisraf, any bird flying over his head would be burnt. Tells us Yonasan ben Uziel on this commentary, on this translation and explanation of the words, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yagiti Lasecha. Hashem Sfasai Psach Ve'oiraiso. Hashem, open my lips in Torah. Upumi, in my mouth, Yitnu Tushbechasa. And my mouth and my lips should say your praise. This is a tefillah, bakasha, request to Hashem, that we should be able to learn Torah and then praise Hashem in Tefillah. Because the two go hand in hand. Torah and Tefillah work together. If we want a good Tefillah, if we want to daven properly with proper Kavana, our day has to be focused around Torah. A person might ask, I don't learn all day, I work, this, I that. It's not a question. Because if his mindset is for Hashem, to make an honest living, to educate his family and himself, and to support Torah, that is being involved with Torah. And he's dying to Hashem, Hashem, sfasai tiftach, open my lips in Torah, by Raisa, upumim in my mouth, should say your praise. Because the Nefesh HaChaim, or Chaim V'Lashanem, when this will end, he tells us that the greatest preparation to concentrate in Tefillah is the way we live and act the whole entire day in our Torah. If we focus our day around Limud HaTorah, let it be learning ourselves, and let it be wanting to learn, and let it be supporting the Torah, and focusing on the Torah, then we will merit Hashem merit to have prior Kavana in our Shemoneh Esrei. May we merit to say this pasuk of Hashem Sfasai Tiftach properly, Ufi Agiti Lasecha, so that Hashem can open our mouth, so we should be able to say His praise. Thank you.